This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, before we know it, it will be time to start planting the 2024 crop. I know it seems like a while off, but it doesn't take long for time to slip away. Well, John Deere has their planter and air seeder technology ready to go for 2024 and are showing you what's available if it's time to upgrade. We talk with them next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com. and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
John Deere's been in the machinery game for a long time, and they've certainly come to know a thing or two about planting. Anthony Stasinski is with John Deere and talks about their planter and air seeder technology and what they've got new for 2024.
You know, really, when you think about that, the planting perspective, right, I'm going to go back to the basics, right? So really, that machine form is something that a lot of people forget about in this world of technology. So thinking about that machine form, whether that's a mounted planter, a drawn planter, a planter that pivots in the center or folds in the center really for that transport width, we have those options really from 4 rows all the way out to 54 rows depending on how big your operation is or how big you want to go. Beyond that, that's when you start getting into that technology that you asked about, really, which is at the row unit level. So there you can either start with kind of that ground-driven row unit with our MaxEmerge, or you can start moving into the electric-driven, which is ME5E, allows you to speed up a little bit, be a little bit more efficient with your time. Or you can go all the way to the top, which is that exact eMERGE unit, which really allows you to run 8 to 10 miles an hour and start that journey into that high-speed planting.
And getting uniform emergence is more than just about planting the seed. It's about how much pressure is put on the planter to get that seed driven into the ground, and also the rate of fertilizer that can be automatically adjusted as you change speeds or as conditions are warranted.
So exact rate is something that came out a couple years ago that really leveraged our exact apply technology, which allowed that in-furrow fertilizer to change rates as you change speeds, right? So as you slow down coming into a headland, you're not over applying that in-furrow fertilizer. And then last year, you look at the jump we made into ExactShot, really, you know, that seed by seed dosing fertilizer, which really allows you to reduce the amount of fertilizer you're putting on per acre and get the same yield on the backside of it. So really that, you know, 66% reduction in input for the same output is a pretty good use of technology.
Of course, if you don't want to buy new, you can look into what's available to upgrade your existing equipment.
With our precision upgrade strategy, we really have that ability to start stepping somebody that has a 5-10-year-old planter into electric row units, where you can start having and adding some of that technology that we offer at a speed that's relative to them, right? You don't have to jump into a brand new planter to have all the bells and whistles. You can take what you have and really start adding on to it to start stepping into that technology.
For more information on John Deere planter and air seeder technology, visit with your local John Deere dealer. I'm Dustin Huffman.